podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
McDonald's has been in what they say is a bit of a slump for the last 3 years as far as sales and such. And they haven't really taken on any big changes, they say, in 6 years. So starting October 6th, they're making a big change because they've been testing for the last few months, probably the last five months, they've been testing the idea of all-day breakfast.
I like this. I like it a lot.
Why do you like it a lot? I mean,
because I am here at this job and I cannot go in the morning and get a breakfast sandwich from Mickey D's.
You eat McDonald's breakfast a lot on the weekends when you can get it?
No, I don't.
I don't know that it's necessary. Here's the way I look at it. It's not necessarily McDonald's. It's not like I have to run to McDonald's. Yeah. It's the idea that they are embracing the rest of America, which loves breakfast all day.
Yes.
We all love breakfast. I don't know a soul who doesn't say, yeah, every once in a while for dinner, I like to make pancakes. Or every night for dinner, yeah, I'll make an omelet. People like breakfast foods yeah, all day.
You never hear somebody say, I hate breakfast. Yeah, I really hate it. I hate breakfast.
So,
but I like this idea because I do like the sausage McMuffin from time to time. It's been years, though, since I've had one, I think. It's been a long time.
I understand. Right. But it's the idea that they're embracing.
It's the idea, though. Now I can go at 4 in the afternoon and get one.
You know it's there. And if some people wonder, they go, well, why haven't they been doing this for a long time? Well, it's because they say that there's a problem there's like a challenge of cooking breakfast foods alongside Big Macs and such. In other words, they're not set up. They're set up to do one or the other. So it's like they had to do one, right, shut that down, and start the other. So they're going to be revamping things so that they can make them side by side.
Only so many griddles at the Mickey D's.
I've been trying to be fairly healthy recently. Although yesterday I did have a moment of weakness. My grandma sent home a single Hostess like cupcake for Reed over the weekend.
For your son.
For my 4-year-old. And it's been sitting on the counter. And yesterday I just kept walking by eyeing that thing.
It was talking
back and
to
forth,
you.
Back and forth. I did the thing, too, where I picked up and just smelled it to see if that would just curb my craving.
Well, that's the kiss of death.
Smelled it, put it back down. 20 minutes later, pounced on that thing like a cougar.
I made
that cupcake my biznatch.
He took a step-by-step photo diagram of, Emily, talk me off the ledge. Don't let me do it.
No, it's happening.
Oh, God. Next thing you know,
talk me down.
In my inbox, I have a picture of Jeremy's fat face covered in chocolate sauce and regret.
Oh, my God. Mm. I hated myself afterwards.
And then he immediately went bathed in shame.
I had a glass of milk with it. Does that cancel it out? I mean, my calcium. Cancel.
About 3 times last week, I had nothing but a plate of cheese for dinner. So I said, Emily, knock it off. You're going to do no cheese in September. Yesterday was day one. And so I had this glorious salad with no cheese in it. And then I sent that picture to Jeremy.
I said, disgusting. It looks sick. It's all that green.
All right, I have to be that guy for just a few minutes. I've watched people over the last year or so who have been walking around with this little gadget on their wrist. And I thought it was interesting. I remember when pedometers first came out, right? Little things you clip to your belt and tell you how many steps you've taken and stuff like that. But now people are wearing these little devices. So the most popular brand right now is called a Fitbit. And now that is ringing a bell with some people. It's a little thing you wear on your wrist. Looks like a watch in a way. But it's keeping track of all of this stuff. I just want you guys to know, I have become a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
And not only a disciple, like big time. Because in 3 days, I've realized how this is changing my routines and my habits. And the whole thing about getting healthy is that you can't do something for just a few days and then fall back, you know, eating cheeseburgers and fries and milkshakes and stuff like that. Although I do feel bad, Jeremy. My blizzards at DQ.
Put the kibosh on those.
Oh, Rob Kardashian. Put it down.
right.
Chubby.
Yeah, it's about, you know, changing your routines and your habit, your lifestyle. Well, this little silly thing on my wrist has done that. And I know you're saying, it's only been 3 or 4 days. It has only been 3 or 4 days. But I already see a difference in how I approach my
intake.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I'm becoming obsessed with the software that goes with it because it syncs with your phone. And so now on my phone, I am putting down everything that I consume each day. And talk about, it doesn't only make you aware, it actually changes your activity when you have to write it down. I have a friend of mine who was out to lunch with a good friend of hers, and she offered him some of her fries. And he's like, I can't, because then I'd have to write them down. And she goes, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I'm doing this thing now where I'm tracking every single thing I eat. And if I have to write down French fries, he goes, that just ruins all the buzz and the fun of eating them. He goes, I'd rather just not eat them. And that sounds silly on one level, but now I totally get it.
Have you been to a happy hour yet with your little accessory there?
Not yet.
Because I'm wondering if, you know, you get a plate of sliders and a few beers, you know, how that's going to make you feel.
I've become obsessed now with my input and my output. And I think that is what is going to make a difference in my life. Because, okay, it's not like I'm obese or anything like that. To me, my best weight, what's your best weight, Jeremy?
I'm happy at like 180.
Okay, but it's funny because that is my best weight, is 180 pounds.
How much do you weigh right now?
This morning I weighed 193.
Okay.
So in the last probably year and a half, I have just been in a personal funk.
Yeah.
And I think has expressed itself in 13 pounds.
Here's my thing with the old Fitbit. Is there a way to have it but not wear it like a bracelet, because a Fitbit doesn't really go with my outfit?
Yeah, they have ones
there's
that
different
are,
colors.
There's yeah, there are different colors, and there's ones that are clip-on too.
Clip-on like a cell phone on your belt?
Yeah, sort of, but it's a tiny little pack. Device though. It's really small. You can clip it on, you know, just about anything.
Yeah. And
but
you can change the color of bands and stuff too, so.
Yeah, I just
you're not helping.
They're hip. They're hip to wear.
Yeah, I just know that it has just changed the way I look at everything.
Mission accomplished for them, though. That's what they want. That That's little exactly device to do. Right. So,
and you might think, oh, it won't last. This is
That's what
different.
I was thinking.
This feels right now like it's really different. I know, like I put it on and I said, I'm not having any alcohol for the next like 2 months. I'm just going to stop drinking alcohol for the next 2 months.
Even when you're wine?
I have not had wine.
Wow.
In 4-5 days, I have not had one. But I have one free day that I have planned coming up where I will be consuming alcohol. And I'll tell you guys about it, and you will totally be on board with why for that one day.
Okay.
I got to say, though.
And it's coming up this month.
We've known you for years, and I have never heard you even talk about a woman with the passion that you are talking about this Fitbit.
I think I saw you tear up a little bit
right now. This is a little, like, you're a changed man.
It totally has changed the way I look at what I'm doing to my body.
God, she's the one.
And I'm telling you what it is. It's that logging of things.
Yeah, it's you're being held accountable. That's all it is.
It's her soul.
Hey, there could be somebody listening right now who could get it and try it and be like, it doesn't work for me. It's nothing. I get that. But there are some people like me who are probably very visually stimulated. Mm-hmm. And when I see things like that and the data that comes up on your phone of everything, you're like, holy crap.
Can you program it so it like calls you names if you do have a beer?
Yeah, that's like an extra chunky. $20.
Put it down, Thunder Thighs.
That's an extra $20. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. Well,
good for you, man.
And,
keep at it.
I'll report back in about a week.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.